often don't realize that we are the key to our own happiness, and that happiness starts with healing and transformation. Whether you need healing, guidance, clarity, understanding, or just some honest sister talk to feel connected, heard, and supported, you are welcome and safe here. So join the conversation and be healed. Welcome to Soul Healing Conversations with your host, Roz Kincaid.
Hey, hey, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Soul Healing Conversations. I'm your host, Roz Kincaid, and I'm an intuitive soul healer, and I help women of color heal and transform into a version of themselves that is unapologetically authentic, empowered, strong, but yet real, right? We want somebody that's real, and that's us. And it's not afraid and not all these things and not living in the shadow. And that's what I help people do. So if you're new to the podcast, welcome. If you're returning, welcome back. So listen, if you identify with that woman that I just described and you are struggling to unhook and detach from old beliefs, old patterns, values that no longer work for you, then I invite you to check out my private coaching program, Uncaged. It's a 6-month program where I take you through this full transformation of becoming your true and authentic self. What you get is you get personalized mindset and belief work. I give you self-discovery practices. You get 18 coaching sessions. There's voice and text messaging support in between sessions because there's integration that happens in between each session where things might come up. And so you might need some support with that. So you get to tap into me outside of session. But in addition to that, you get 2 bonuses. You get some Reiki energy healing, and you also get a complimentary intuitive reading. So if you don't know where to start with your healing and transformation process, you're not fully trusting in your inner authority, you've been working on yourself and nothing seems to be changing, and you want to heal and release old patterns and feel empowered and live authentically, then listen, that's the place where we start. Let's hop on a Zoom call and talk through how you and I can partner up through my coaching program, Uncaged, because, honey, it's time to set you free. It's time to unlock the real you and set her free and start living and reaping the benefits of authentic living, right? For some people, you might not be ready for that, and you just want answers. You want guidance. You want advice. You want to know what's ahead. You want to understand how to navigate what's going on in your life right now. Listen, I'm here for that too. And what I have for you is intuitive readings where I connect with your energy, your spirit team, your guides, your ancestors, loved ones, all of them to help get you those answers so that you can make informed decisions that are aligned with a higher version of yourself, right? And then lastly, intuitively speaking, I go live each month to do readings, do live readings, do hot seat coaching, to teach you something useful and practical and helpful about your intuition. Again, I'm offering hot seat coaching and live intuitive readings. So follow me on Instagram at Soul Healing with Roz and turn on those notifications so you don't miss the next one. Also, if you want the replays to these lives, my strong recommendation is to join my email list, where you will not only get replays of these lives, but you will get insider information. You'll get a heads up about things that I'm doing that I haven't announced on my social media. So everything you need to connect with me and work with me is down in the show description. So make sure you check that out. So today, y'all, I want to talk to you about fear of failure. Now, if you listen to last episode, I shared with you all about me starting this new job role. And y'all, it's been super triggering for me and kind of bringing to the surface a lot of things that I need to deal with. A lot of insecurities have been coming up for me in places where I thought I was straight, you know, but you put yourself back in what you think is a familiar situation, and you find out that there's more under the surface that needs to be dealt with. There's more under the surface that needs to be healed. And so this fear of failure has been really coming up, not just for me, but for the clients that I've been working with here recently. And so I feel like it's time for us to dive a little deeper into this fear of failure. So let me first start off and say this, that there is no failure, right? There really is no failure. There's either learning or you win or you just get it right, right? Because we all are here to learn something. And for a lot of us, failing per se is the way that we do that. Like this idea that we have to be perfect, we have to get things right on the first try, we have to do it correctly all the time and maintain that level of perfection, and you can never fail, you can never do anything wrong. For one, that's not true. That's a lie that's been perpetuated in our society and in our community, because we've had to hold all of it together. We've had to hold ourselves together and hold everybody else together. And so failing for some people has not become an option. Well, when you don't let yourself fail, then you don't learn anything. That's what we're here on Earth School to be doing. We're here to learn. We're here to evolve. And the best way for us to do that is to fuck up. You're gonna mess up. You know, one of the biggest fears of failure that I have is being a good parent, being a good mom, and not traumatizing my child to a point where she has to undo all of this trauma that I've imposed upon her, right? But recently, I had a very good friend of mine look me dead in my eye and tell me, "You are going to traumatize your child because you are not perfect, because you are only parenting from what you've been taught and what you know." And that can apply to not just parenting, but just relationships and just a relationship with yourself. When you're trying to do better, be better, you're trying to achieve goals, you're trying to evolve, you're trying to, you know, do all the things and achieve. Like the road to achievement is not paved with gold. There's bumps in the road. There's sticks in the road. There's dips and curves and winding roads and all this kind of stuff along your journey. And to think that you are going to avoid that is a delusion. It is. So let it be messy. Get it wrong. Because each time you mess up and you fall to your knees and you make a mistake, you learn something that you can carry forward and try again and keep doing it again until you get it right. Whatever right is for you. Because the other thing with that is that this fear of failure gives way to your light. And what I mean by that is when you feel that fear of failure, or you get that thought of, "I'm not doing it right, I'm scared I'm going to mess it up, I'm not going to do it." Number one, you fall into that and you keep yourself from becoming. You keep yourself from achieving. You keep yourself from growing and evolving. You keep yourself from the lesson. And so when you dig deeper under those emotions and under those thoughts, that is where you are going to find your light and find the real you. That's where you're going to find what you're made of. That's where you're going to find what you really can do. That's where you are going to tap into your full potential. And so life can't be about getting it right all the time, doing everything correctly. That's not what you're meant to be here for. You're not meant to do it right all the time. There's no wisdom in that. Because if that was the case, you wouldn't even be over here on Earth in human in 3D world, right? So some things that you can do to kind of move through this fear of failure. Number one, face it. Face it. I'm scared that I'm going to mess this up so badly that I can't come back from this. You need to look that in the eye and sit with it and be with it and acknowledge it and keep it real with yourself about yourself. You gotta just face it and own it and be honest and not try to cover it up and lie and keep pushing and I got it, I can do it. And then stop beating yourself up when you do fall and when you do fail. I will be the first one to say that I am hard on myself. I keep a knee on my neck all the time. And that's something that I'm working through. I'm going to continue to work through that. And I'm sure I'm not alone, where we set ourselves up with high standards and high expectations. I don't think nobody's expectations are higher than mine for me. And I've had to learn to lower those expectations and let things just be good enough. Right? Because that's the baby step to me kind of backing off of myself and stop putting the pressure on myself. And that's the other thing about fear of failure. It causes us to put pressure on ourselves to perform and to always do better and to, you know, always do right. I bet some of y'all at work right now looking at emails, and as soon as somebody emails you, as soon as you see some person's name, you get this tightness in your chest and you get this anxiety. If you would pull yourself back from the future, from the what if this happens or what if that happens and what if I don't do this and what if I get this wrong, and come back to this present moment and be here right now, that right there will do wonders for you in, number one, regulating your nervous system. Two, helping you to see that this is the place of power. You can't do anything about the future. You can't do anything about the what ifs because they haven't happened. And so now you're creating all of this anxiety for yourself about situations and scenarios that haven't even materialized. And so being able to not just hold yourself accountable, but be honest with yourself and say, shh, I'm scared I'm gonna mess this up. But at some point, you're gonna have to move forward, even with that fear. You can be scared. You can be afraid. But as I've said before, you can't let that fear paralyze you and hold you in this state of perfectionism and not doing and being in freeze mode, because you'll never get anything done. So even though you might feel the fear, hear the thoughts that you're going to fuck it up, you're going to mess it up, it's trash, do it anyway. Because Spirit is showing me a Rubik's Cube right now. And it's so funny because that's what life is like. It's like a Rubik's Cube where it's all messy and it's all, you know, it doesn't start out that way. All the colors are on the right side, but to play the game, you got to mess it up, right? You got to tangle it up, switch it up, do some things differently. And sometimes you might get a Rubik's Cube that's already multicolored and all the stuff is, you know, all the little tabs are all over the place and you got to figure it out. And so the first time you go out to play that video game, to play that Rubik's Cube, to the first time you try to go drive, the first time you start out on this new job, the first time you strike out to do a business, yeah, you're going to mess some stuff up. I'm going to tell you right now. You're going to mess some things up. But it's in that messing up, quote unquote, where you learn, where you figure out how to do it correctly. Now, yeah, people will have stuff to say, but that's on them. But for you, getting up that mountain means that you're going to have to make some missteps and learn about yourself and learn about your own strength and your own power. And so in addition to facing the fear of failure, going through it, living through it, walking it out, energetically, this is where we can work on our solar plexus, our will center, our motivation, our drive, how we feel about ourselves, right? Getting some energy healing to not so much remove the fear, even though you can, but to increase your confidence in, to at least to be able to move forward. That's what we want. We want to move forward. We don't want to get stuck in this fear of failure. You allow yourself to get stuck in this fear of failure, you're going to miss out on opportunities, resources, people who are here to help you, blessings. You're kinking the hose to your money. All of it. So getting your energy balanced, getting it clean and clear, getting that solar plexus, and I would even say even the heart and the root, getting all of that in alignment energetically over time. Because see, some of y'all want a quick fix to all of this, and that's not how it works. This is for you to walk through and to step through and to iteratively learn and grow. And when you have your energy clear and your energy balanced, it makes it easier for you to move forward, even feeling the fear. The fear is not you. The failure is not you. But it's an energy that may be swirling within you that may need to be moved and balanced and calmed and distributed more evenly so that it breaks something open so that you can move forward. You can have motivation. You can keep going. But not so much in a harsh way, right? So again, there is no failure. There's only learning. And if you allow yourself, and that's the third thing, if you allow yourself to reframe what is going on with you, then you won't be so contracted and retracted by it. Understanding that I'm learning, I'm not failing. It's like my daughter, she's learning, well, she knows now, but when she was learning to tie her shoe, oh, she would get so frustrated. Anything she does learns new. I think that this child thinks that she was supposed to come to earth and have everything figured out and be a big girl coming out my womb. And I have to remind her all the time, like, honey, you're learning. You're not going to get it right on the first time. Like, very few people come out of the womb knowing what's up and how to do it. I don't know no babies coming out the womb walking and talking. I've seen some videos, but, you know, not my child, not me. And so in your process of growing and starting over, doing it again, trying and trying, you become, you get stronger. But if you start to hide from that and fake like it's not happening, then you're doing yourself a disservice and you're not gaining anything. You're not evolving, especially if your goal is to become better, evolve higher, get closer to this version of you that you tend to see and get closer to these goals that you want to reach. You're not doing yourself no favors by hiding from it. So you got to reframe this walk that you take up this mountain. Right? Those are all lessons. Those are all things that you can carry forward with you to help shape and mold and change your mind, change your values, change the way of thinking. Understand how to manage those emotions around fear. Maybe the fear is coming up for you so that you can step more fully into who you want to be. Maybe the fear of failure is there to give you the opportunity to learn, to give you the opportunity to learn something, to teach somebody else, to be an example to somebody else, right? So with that said, y'all, that's all I have for you today. I know this was kind of a quick one, and I hope this helped somebody. I truly feel like, you know, this insecurity, this fear of failure is what has been keeping us down. And so if we can face the fear, manage our energy around it, and do some reframes around failure, knowing that failing is not really failing. Failing is learning. I think we'll be well on our way. I know I will be. This is something I'm going to be working on, and I hope you will join me in working on it too. So that's all I have for you today. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you did and you like this kind of content from me and you want to hear more and see more of it, then check out the info in the description box. Also, if there's a topic that you'd like for me to riff about or do a deep dive on, then email me at hello@rozkenk.com or hit me up on social media at Soul Healing with Roz. Make sure to like and subscribe and share this podcast with somebody that might be struggling with their fear of failure. Maybe they need to hear that failure is inevitable. Failure is learning. Failure is growing. And you don't have to tie it to your worthiness. All right, I'll talk to y'all next time. Bye. Hey, and thanks so much for hanging in there with me all the way to the end of the podcast. I hope you got lots of value from today's episode and feel more empowered and more inspired than you did before. If you enjoyed this episode as much as I did doing it, then share it with somebody that might resonate with it. Also, I would really appreciate it if you could leave me a 5-star review to help me get the word out about the show. And if at any point you have questions or topics you want me to riff about, as you can see, I like to talk, then I invite you to get on my social media platforms and just message me. And if you're feeling the nudge to work with me, then check out my offerings on my website. Everything you need to connect with me is in the show notes. So until next time, be empowered.